Welcome back to Covenant Minutes. I'm Dr. Patrick Vossen, and I'm the founding pastor of Covenant of Grace Ministry, and I'm glad that you could be with us again as we are resuscitating this ministry that we had with Covenant Minutes when we had the Siege of Paraline. And we're wanting to share with you the Word of God today, and I pray that you will be blessed by it as we have began a short series on building up a strong faith. And our last lesson one, was on surrounding yourself with the building blocks of faith, and as well producing faith as examples surround your life, and you are able to gain an understanding through that mentorship and through their example of how faith works. Okay? Now today I'm going to say something a little contradictory in starting number two. But it's not really contradictory, so just kind of bear with me, if you will. And the second building block towards having a strong faith is build it on the Word of God and not experience. Build it on the Word of God and not experience. Now, we gain understanding through watching others and surrounding others and being able to walk out this faith. Okay? We need that. I talked about a prayer partner, et cetera, in our last lesson. And I do want you to have that. And I've had great examples in my spiritual walk, pastors, teachers, et cetera, and those who have been my prayer partners that have helped me immensely. Okay? But don't let your experience be more important than the Word. Build your faith upon the Word of God, not upon your experiences. Now, experiences can give you boldness. If you've done something once before in the Lord and seen a miracle, it's going to give you boldness. But don't let that experience trap you. Because sometimes you come into what you think is the same circumstance and you use the same word and you use the same pattern to try to get the job done. But it doesn't work and you get frustrated. Okay? Always be sensitive to the work of the Holy Spirit and allow God to minister to you. And the work of the Holy Spirit that you've received since your salvation is so integral in being able to help you to understand how to apply the Word in different circumstances, even if they seem like the same thing. So don't allow your experience of the past or circumstance of the past be that which prejudices you towards the current day situation. Do you get me? I hope you do, okay? Because that's going to be paramount in you walking in the things of God. You need to be a word person. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Nothing can supplant, nothing can change, nothing can alter that fact and how important the Word of God is. And you know something? When you allow the Word of God to begin to build in your life, great things are going to happen, okay? Look to Acts chapter 14, verse 8 through 10, if you will. Acts chapter 14, 8 through 10. And there sat a certain man of Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand up right on thy feet," and he leaped and walked. Okay? The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet," and he leaped and walked. This man acted upon the Word of God. He acted upon faith. And so God had him receive healing. We need to take God's word and accept it and stand upon it. Sometimes we can perceive that that man or woman of God really is at the heart of God and we're going to receive our miracle, but we take it at God's word that is coming through that individual or is being spoken. We're not taking it just out of the situation or the parameters of seeing that individual's confidence with the word, but believing for ourselves that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So if you're diligently seeking after him and building upon the most holy faith, and have the Word of God at work in your life, great things are going to happen. And God's Word is going to happen, just like it did then. You know, you look at the Word of God and you begin to see and read of the exploits of Christ's ministry. It's fabulous what Christ did and how he removed demons from people's bodies and lives and how he healed bodies and how he changed the course of so many people's lives through the word he spoke and the life he lived. And it's that word and that reading about Christ and bearing witness of the word made flesh and dwelt among us that gives us a strong faith that helps us to see the work of God and the power of God go forth in action. The scripture says in 1 John 3:22, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. We understand his word. We understand his commandments. We take him at his word. We need to be those believers who understand that experience isn't the main thing when it comes to walking with God, but it is building our most holy faith in the Word of God, reading it every day, meditating upon it, concerning what Jesus did, concerning what the old patriarchs of old did, and letting that Word become a part of us, and that Word work out of us as we go forth in the ministry of God and live out this most holy faith. You know, there's a lot of things that go out in this world. You know, there's a thing going on now where you go everywhere and you hear fake news, fake news, fake news, fake news, fake news. Everybody's got fake news. Everybody is fake news, whatever. And so authoritative or truthful words or honest words mean a lot to you to be able to have confidence in being able to see a medium or et cetera that you can trust or find confidence in to be able to trust their judgment and what they've said as relevant and honest. Well, when it comes to God's word, we have something relevant and honest to bank upon. And I can deposit my faith in the bank vaults of heaven and know that it is going to reap dividends because it is secure in the confidence of who Jesus Christ is and what he has done. And God will not be mocked and his word will not be mocked if I live it out accordingly. And you can too. Make sure that you're living out your life in accordance to his word and not just upon experience. You know, experience is important in being able to activate those things in our lives that we like to see come about as we live out the experiences of our faith life and we begin to share with one another the Lord Jesus Christ. But I can't live off yesterday's blessing. I can't live off yesterday's victory. I can't live off yesterday's miracle. Today is the day of salvation. And as God wants to work out a work and accomplish something through me today, I must allow the living Word of God to be alive in me that can take root and I can apply it to the situation and see Jesus come alive in the now. Jesus Christ wants to come alive in the now. And it won't happen unless that living word of God works through you. God's word taking root in you and then becomes applied. It sees the power of God in action because God is your connection whereby you can receive the victory of God. When you plug in an electric cord into the wall and have a device in your hand that you want to see work, you're expecting that electricity is going to come out of that which you plugged into the wall, that outlet, and see that which you have come to life, right? You know, when we plug into the source, we expect something to happen. And when I plug into Jesus, when I plug into the Lord, I have a source that I know is relevant, I know has been tested and tried, and will get the job done. And so as you walk out your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, expect that your source and the Word of God is going to become alive as you live out your most holy faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Have confidence, have boldness that his Word is going to work. Satan is going to be defeated. and Jesus is going to be Lord. Okay? Thanks for being with us today. I pray that there's something that I said today that has helped you in your faith walk. And I pray that you'll be with us on our next point in this adventure of faith and considering building a strong faith as we look at the third aspect of building strong faith, and that is to look to the Word of God, not to someone's personality. And that's going to be next on Covenant Minutes. God bless you today, and have a great day in Jesus.